I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 8 o'clock, and today, of course, is Wednesday. It's December 1st. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 32 degrees.
Lots of I-15 slowdowns now. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this hour, Roe v. Wade hangs in the balance as the Supreme Court begins hearing a case in the next few minutes discussing a Mississippi abortion ban.
Protesters from both sides are chanting outside the court building while attorneys inside prepare to present their arguments. We begin our team coverage with ABC's M. Nguyen from Washington.
This case comes as Texas hits 3 months with a near total ban on abortion still in place. Experts expected the court to rule on the Texas case ahead of the Mississippi one, but no decision yet. But the majority of Americans want Roe to stand. A recent poll by ABC News and the Washington Post found 3 in 4 say the choice to have an abortion should be left to the woman and her doctor. If Roe is reversed or rolled back, nearly half the states in the country are poised to ban or severely restrict abortion.
ABC legal analyst Kate Shaw continues our team coverage on today's Supreme Court case with more background on the Mississippi abortion ban.
For nearly 50 years, the Supreme Court has held that the Constitution protects a right to decide whether to terminate a pregnancy at least prior to the point of fetal viability. So that's Roe versus Wade, reaffirmed in 1992 in Planned Parenthood versus Casey. And the lower court said, no, this Mississippi law is unconstitutional. Under Roe and Casey, it can't be enforced. But Mississippi asked the Supreme Court to consider that question, and everyone was really surprised when the Supreme Court agreed to do just that.
It is getting underway, the arguments right now. We'll continue to monitor it. And just a reminder, we have a live interview coming up a couple of times this hour. More analysis at 8:15.
Overnight, the FBI and law enforcement searched the home of a 15-year-old Michigan boy accused of bringing a handgun to Oxford High School yesterday and killing at least 3 classmates and wounding 8 others. Bryce Essman is a senior at Oxford High School.
I'm sure if you dig deep enough on social media, you can find that the kid may have posted threats, but he was so unknown, I guess, to kids in our school that there was no warning for the whole student body.
Investigators are now looking at the teenager's social media activity, including a post to his alleged Instagram account featuring a picture of a handgun. Police also say the boy and his parents have opted not to talk to them.
The man accused of shooting a South Jordan police officer has been officially arrested, even though he's still in the hospital. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more from the story, which started last week. Heather?
Tim, the probable cause statement shows suspect Malyui Vahikite was formally placed under arrest for 5 different crimes, including attempted aggravated murder and aggravated assault. South Jordan officers were searching for Vahikite last Friday in regards to 4 other arrest warrants under his name. Police were allowed into the suspect's home, and that's when they say Vahikite fired his weapon, striking an officer in the leg. Vahikite was also wounded after officers returned fire. Both the officer and the suspect are still recuperating from their injuries. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
New clues have surfaced in an unsolved double murder in Moab. KSL News Radio's Jacob Rueda is live with the details. Jacob?
Yes, Amanda. KSL TV reports that police found a 9mm Turkish-made pistol and shotgun, which were reported stolen, along with a bolt-action rifle. Sean Paul Schulte is hoping these clues will help find a suspect connected to the murder of his daughter. Schulte said the clues were found in the La Salle Mountains where the crime took place on August 13th. Anyone with information on the case is asked to call the Grand County Sheriff's Office. Live in the News Center, Jacob Rueda, KSL News Radio.
Continuing our series this week, priced out inflation. Cost have increased 6.2% from a year ago, which is the largest percentage increase in 31 years. That has a lot of people wondering if there are things the government can do to lower that rate. KSL News Radio's Jason Tulin has more.
Robert Spendlove, Senior Vice President at Zions Bank, tells us that it's tough for the feds to do a lot to control inflation.
The Fed has been doing two things simultaneously. They've been keeping rates low. So the message from low interest rates is that people should buy things rather than save money.
The Fed's next meeting to discuss taking actions to slow inflation will take place in about 2 weeks.
KSL weather with Brett Benson, with temperatures in the mid-50s today and tomorrow. It's going to feel much more like October than the first day of December.
This high pressure is in control, and this really kind of locks us into place for the rest of the week. And we'll see very little change in the weather through at least Friday. We do have a storm down the road, but it is going to take us a while to be there. This high pressure will continue to be the main player. So that gives us beautiful conditions in the higher elevations, beautiful conditions through much of southern Utah, and then, of course, along the Wasatch Front. We do have to deal with the increasing levels of pollution that often gets trapped in an inverted temperature layer.
Brett says our air quality improved slightly yesterday thanks to a system that grazed northern Utah.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.